Welcome to morning prayer on Wednesday, 28th of October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heaven is praised, out of the mouth of babes at the breast. You have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them? Mere human beings that you should seek them out. You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under their feet. All sheep are oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gifts of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. We read Psalm 116. The refrain is, "Gracious is the Lord and righteousness." I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication, because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called him. The snares of death encompassed me, and pains of hell took hold of me. By grief and sorrow was I held. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beg you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteousness, and righteous are God is full of compassion. Gracious is the Lord and righteousness. The Lord watches over the simple. I was brought very low and he saved me. Turn again to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been gracious to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. I believe that I should perish, for I was sorely troubled. And I said in my alarm, "Everyone is a liar. How shall I repay the Lord for all the benefit he has given me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Gracious is the Lord and righteousness. Precious is the sight of the Lord. And precious in the sight of the Lord is the debt of his faithful servant. O Lord, I am your servant a child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Gracious is the Lord and righteous." As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may we call upon your name, raise the cup of salvation, and so proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come in glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you would guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand and afterwards received me with glory. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterward received me with glory. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, Creator of all things, light of the glory of the Father in heaven, I thank you for letting me see the light of a new day. Bright sun of righteousness, arise and shine in my heart, so that I may walk as a child of light, as in the day, and finally see you in eternal light of joy everlasting. Amen. My God, I love thee above all things, with my whole heart and soul, because thou art all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of thee. I forgive all who injured me and ask pardon for all whom I have injured. Amen. As the Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.